Okay. Well, everybody, welcome back to Life as a Student Athlete.
Yes, sir. We are back. Episode 2, baby.
My name is Miles McLean.
And I'm Ryan Hannigan.
And our second podcast episode, we wanted to talk about the impact of coaches and teammates on an athlete, sort of what coaches and teammates can supply an athlete with physically and mentally, and kind of talk about how that carries over in your life after you're done with sports and what decisions you decide to take in your life after you stop playing sports.
And it's a shame that this episode can only be so long, because I can go on and on talking about this forever. I'm telling you that right now, folks.
The lessons that we learn when you're in team sports, even from a young age, are lessons that always stay with you.
And yes, not just for sports.
No, not just for sports. Literally any aspect
real
of life.
World.
And we could really, like Ryan said, talk about it all day, because there's just so many lessons that apply to every little minute detail.
Yes. Yeah, it can just there's stuff that I used today while driving here to campus that I was probably told in hockey practice when I was like 7 or 8 years old.
It's crazy how
logical stuff. It's not just sports-based stuff. Logical stuff you use in everyday life. It's more than sports in this scenario.
I agree. And a lot of the lessons that we learned, you and I learned, that other athletes learn all around the world, come from great coaches. And one of the things that we wanted to talk about in today's episode was the impact that a great coach can have. We actually have a soundbite from the great Olympic head coach for the U.S. hockey team, Herb Brooks. He has a speech that was reenacted in the movie Miracle on Ice, and we have a soundbite of his legendary speech that we'll play right here.
Play it.
And you were meant to be here tonight. This is your time. Their time is done. It's over. I'm sick and tired of hearing about what a great hockey team the Soviets have. Screw them. This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
After listening to that, you could just run right through a wall.
Yeah, no, I'm ready to get on the ice right now. Yeah. If you ask me.
So Ryan, you played hockey. Yes. You have all that experience being on the ice.
Yes.
And hearing Coach Brooks' words to fellow hockey players representing our country.
Yeah.
Such a big deal. But even in an example like that, you even had smaller examples.
Oh,
of coaches.
Yeah.
Hockey.
I literally have one right off the bat, and I was probably 11 years old when it happened. It was before a big game in a tournament. I believe it was a November game, a crisp November day. It was an early morning game, I believe, maybe a 10 o'clock start. It was my first year of travel hockey for the Junior Sharks organization. I was playing a lower level of Junior Sharks, but it was still very new to me. And I remember, I believe it was a winter go home. You were playing some team either from Texas or somewhere around there, and our coach went on a big speech, and he was talking about, you wear this logo on your crest for a reason. You represent for a reason. You don't go out there just to go out there. You represent the organization. You represent your teammates. You represent the coaches. You represent your families when you put that jersey on. And I remember thinking, wow, those words really pierced through me, honestly, because if I'm able to remember it over 12 years later or 11 years later, obviously it did its job. And I believe we ended up winning that game. And that was one of the most influential coaching moments I've had in my life, and that's just one of them, and there's so many more where that came from. So,
and even relating what you had just said, your own experience, to the modern, to the life we live now, if putting on that jersey for your team, you put on your school clothes, and you're still applying all that. When you're dressed up to play, you come to play.
Yes.
When you're dressed up for school, you come to learn. When you dress up for work, you go to work. It's just lessons that some coaches have a great skill of instilling these values in young men and women all over the world.
Exactly. Because
lessons that they can use always.
Yes, exactly. Because life usually it's not just a solo project here. You're usually working with multiple people, whether you like them or not. And in the case of putting that crest over your chest with the jersey thing, like you said, putting your school clothes on, you're not going to school alone. You got to work with other people in your class. You got to work with your professors. It is not an individual Life is not an individual project, it's a group project, if that makes sense, folks.
I like that.
So much more than just yourself in life. And then, something as simple as that kind of hockey speech goes all the way outside of the rink. So, very nice.
I agree. Outside of the rink, outside of the field, outside of the baseball diamond. I mean, it's crazy that all these organized sports from a young age, I feel like kids who get involved at a young age, they're definitely more and they're instilled with those values at a very young age, and they carry them with them. Just from my experience playing, you know, my dad coaching me in football since I was a little kid, you know, there's lessons that I know still from him, you know, pounding over and over again into my head. You can't make that throw. You got to make that tackle. And it's not just making throws and making tackles. You have to check in on your friends, your other teammates. If you're going to be a leader, if you're going to be a student athlete, you have a responsibility not only to yourself and your team, but to, well, not to yourself, but to your team, to your teammates, to have their back as much as they have yours. And I think that a lesson like that, that you learn in young team sports, carries over into, like you said, your group projects in school, talking with your classmates, your professors. Eventually, when you're 40 years old at work, it's going to transfer over. And those values that were instilled in you for teamwork and having your friends' backs, they carry over into pretty much every aspect in life. And it's a huge key importance as to why group sports and having good coaches is such an important quality in student athletes.
Yes, and that's why I think it's important to put your kids in sports from a young age. It doesn't matter what sport, but when you put your kids in sports at a young age, it teaches them lessons that they wouldn't have been taught. There's only so much you can teach your kids at home without other knowledge that they're going to be able to obviously be taught in the field, on the ice, on the court, on the diamond. You know, if I never had played the sports I played, there's stuff I wouldn't have known today. So it doesn't matter what sport. If you put your kid in the sport, it's not only going to teach them teamwork, but it's going to teach them other lessons that they would not have learned as well.
I 100% agree. And I think that you also, in the simplest terms, you're setting up your kid or your friend. You're setting them up with friends right away.
Yes.
I mean, some of the friends that I met in group sports as a child are still the lifelong friends that I talk to today. And I think that that's a great way for creating social skills in kids nowadays, is kids are all about the internet and being on their phone. And I think that,
sad truth,
just the one thing that could help is group sports. It's a great way to get involved, to stay healthy, to communicate with people your age, and then to also have, like we said, good coaches instilling values on whether it's your child or, you know, just a child. A good coach could change everything for a kid. And for me, myself, I had a great coach in high school. He was my high school football coach. And he just taught me so many things. I mean, just to be real, like aspects like respecting women, how to talk to women. He was a huge impact in my life for that. I was, you know, a dumb high school kid that had no respect. And he completely changed my views and my morals. He brought me closer to Christ. We had a group Bible study in our team. And it was just a great experience to have a coach like that, almost be like a father figure, almost be like a professor, almost be like a counselor. He was sort of everything to our team and such a key aspect in some of the skills that I still possess today, whether it's not, even if it's not skills that are on the football field or the soccer pitch or the baseball diamond or the ice, it's skills like that, like being close with the Lord, knowing how to talk to women, knowing how to respect your elders, stuff like that, that I feel really was instilled upon me from a very young age.
And when you mention coaches being counselors, professors, they even can be your friends. I know coaches say, I'm not here to be your friends, but secretly deep down, they can be your friends as long as it's all about business. Coaches don't just bring coaching to the table. They can bring fathership. Like you said, counseling. They can be your older brother if they need to be. They can supply you with a home. They can give you anything that you didn't have before that you need now. That's why the importance of coaches can't be swept under the table here. Just saying.
I agree. Guys like, we had our soundbite from Herb Brooks. Just great coaches like that that know how to speak life into people, into teams, into young men and women. It's a huge aspect when it comes to building a successful team, is having a great coach. And part of the leadership skills that allow you to be a coach are things that you learn as a young athlete, and that is putting the team first, that is not being selfish, and aspects like that that I think we've been talking about this whole podcast episode inspire you to be a better person today. Maybe even one day aspire people to be a coach and instill those same values that they were taught into people below them. And it's why you see so many so much nepotism in coaching, because a lot of coaches have their sons and their daughters coach other teams.
Say that again. Yeah.
I just feel like that's a huge aspect of good coaches, is their, even their children are good coaches. It's qualities that you have for life, not only when you're playing the sport.
Passed down to you, you know. I've had coaches that I had years and years ago that have inspired me to want to be a coach. I've had coaches that I've had years and years ago that I'm still in contact with. I've had coaches that I've had years and years ago that have done so much for me that I can't thank them enough for. That just shows you. Coaching, I know I've said it 1,000 times this podcast, but I'll sound like a broken record as much as I want to. Coaching is just so important. Whether you're a kid, a teenager, young adult, older age, it does not matter.
I agree. And in part with having good coaches, there's also an impact of good teammates too.
Yes.
A good coach creates good teammates. Mm-hmm. A good coaching environment creates good teammates. And one of my favorite things that I had from playing so many sports in high school and doing intramurals in college was the friends and the teammates that you make when you're all sharing that common goal, when you're all putting on that same logo on your chest, when you're all fighting for the same, you know, for the same result. It kind of brings you all together and it has that sense of unity. And we don't have a lot of unity nowadays in a lot
sadly.
Of different places. And I think that being on a sports team, being committed to a goal with your friends and teammates creates a very good environment.
Yes, it all starts with the chemistry. Mm. If a coach can build good chemistry, that can make the whole difference for the season. It can make the difference on the field and off the field. Mm. If you have bad chemistry, you're mad at each other, you're not playing like you should be, you're not playing to your fullest potential, that all starts with the coaches getting the guys together. If a coach can create a team bonding thing to start the season, perfect. If a coach can't, that's fine. But if you can get the guys together, rally together, get a good team going, that makes the whole difference from whether you're a playoff team to whether you're just sitting out early. So,
I 100% agree. And one of the things that is super important that we kind of want to close this episode with is all of that, the good coaching, the good teamwork, the values that they instill on you. It is so key in life because everybody transitions out of sports. You know, 90% of athletes don't make it to the pros.
Yes, over 90%, I'd say.
Probably like 95% of athletes don't make it to the pros. And we both have experience transitioning from that everyday practice life to nowadays we don't have a whole lot of sports going on.
Yeah, other than stuff we're watching on TV. So
it's just a crazy transition. And I think that in that transition, I learned a lot about myself and my values, and I was able to take what I learned in sports and apply it to my regular life, to my job, to my relationships, to my school and my education. And I think that all those skills that we learn from our teammates and our coaches are so important in that transition away from sports that so many college athletes have to go through.
Yes, and I think the difference is between if you don't have those skills, you know, that's fine, but you usually could end up running, looking like a chicken running with its head off. If you have those skills, you're more secure, you're more relaxed, you kind of know what's going on more. That's why, you know, build so much strength in your, not only your core, but in your mental, to have those skills from coaches, from teammates, from lifelong friends.
Yeah, and just from our experience, the sad aspect of leaving sports and having all that carry over, it just changed my life completely, not playing sports, not having to wake up for a practice. I definitely lost part of myself that was the committed athlete. And I think that that's a lot of hardship. That's a huge hardship for a lot of college athlete students that have to go through the sad transition of being an athlete to being a regular old college student, you know?
It was one of the most toughest transitions of my life. But, you know, life gives you hardships, and you just got to learn how to get through them. You know, it's not going to be all sunshine and rainbows. You're going to go through a few storms here. I'd say that transitioning from an athlete to just a regular old Joe, nothing wrong with that at all. People have been regular old Joes their whole life and lived a happier life than we have. So, well, you know, that's just how it is.
We get to be regular old Joes with...
And I don't mind it one bit. I don't mind it at all.
But we get to have all the things that were instilled on us still in our lives, and we're able to teach other people. You know, my best friends now are guys who never played sports in their whole lives, and I'll talk about some of the lessons that I've learned in sports, and they'll just be dumbfounded by kind of the life and the social aspects that came from playing group sports as a child and as a teen, middle school, high school, up to college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just crazy to see the difference in lifestyles that comes from being an athlete to not.
Oh, I agree. You know, you can tell the difference because some of those skills that you may have learned from sports, they don't have. And it's so amazing to be able to translate those skills you've learned and help people out. Not that not playing sports doesn't bring you any skills, because there's a lot of skills you get from not playing sports that you learn on your own, or maybe you learn through your parents.
Yeah.
But the stuff that you learn through your coaches, your teammates, that's always a big satisfaction to translate over to the friends that need them the most.
100%. I 100% agree. I think that all those lessons we definitely keep with us. And, you know, in the words of Coach Brooks, you were meant for this. You were meant to be here tonight. This is your time. Their time, it's done. It's over. And I think that we can take that energy that Coach Brooks has given to his team way back in the 80s, and we can apply that to everyday life, you know.
Oh yeah,
it's our
I
time
still
right
do.
Now. Yeah,
I still do. I watch that speech over and over again.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. That was our second episode of our podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed, and hope that we shed some light on the importance of good coaches and good teammates, and how that translates into our lives after sports.
All right, thank you guys for tuning in. We look to see you next episode.
Later.